Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Nun Dalid. We're holding on daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding about 10 lines before the end of the page in daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So first we're going to spend a lot of time discussing the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that if a person is Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish, so if he does it Bishogeg, the sheet of Rabbi Meir was that an Isha is Ein Miskadesh Ben, that you cannot be Mekadesh and Isha, the Kiddushin is not Chal, if you're Mekadesh Bishogeg with Hegdish. So we discussed yesterday that's because a person is not interested. It's like a mekach tos, that either she is not interested in having it work and having kodesh be mischalel al yada, or they're both not interested. But that's the explanation that we gave so far for Rabbi Meir. So first we're going to discuss, well, what if it's not kiddushe isha? What if it's a mecher? What if you use hegdish to buy something? Do we assume that the mecher is going to be chal and that the hegdish is mischalel? And then we're going to give on the top of Amud Aleph, Rav is going to give an entirely different explanation of Rabbi Meir, that hegdish, that if you're Mekadesh, if an Isha Bishogeg with Hegdish, Lo Kidesh is talking only about a very specific type of Hegdish, but most of the time Rabbi Meir would in fact hold that it is Mekadeshes. So we're going to spend the entire Amud Aleph discussing that approach toward Rabbi Meir. We're going to have three challenges to that approach toward Rabbi Meir, and then we're going to go back on the top of Amud Beis and find Amuraim who actually agree with the first approach of Rabbi Meir, that it's all based on the idea of mekach tous, that they weren't interested in having it in having the hegdish be nischalel al yadam. Then the Gemara is going to get into the issue of meiser sheni mamon gavoah or meiser sheni mamon hedyah. Rabbi Meir holds meiser sheni is mamon gavoah, and we're going to find the stam mishnah that assumes like Rabbi Meir in that regard. And the Gemara is just going to ask that we find three stam mishnayos. The Gemara is going to bring up three different stam mishnayos that all seem to assume that meiser sheni is mamon Hedyot like Rabbi Yehuda. At the end of the day, the first two are in fact not going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, but the last of the three does go like Rabbi Yehuda, Mamon Hedyot, and yet for some reason the Gemara is going to conclude, we still say Maisa Sheni Mamon Gavoa, even though it's competing Stam Mishnayis. A Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Meir, that it's Mamon Gavoa, and a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Mamon Hedyot, but as we're going to see toward the end of the daf, that we're still going to say at the end of the day, like Rabbi Meir. So let's begin 10 lines from the end of the page, Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What's the din if a person uses Hegdish to buy something, to purchase an item? He buys something using money of Hegdish b'shogeg. Is it kana or lo kana? We know Rabbi Meir holds when you're Mekadesh and Isha, it's Eina Mekadeshes. But what about by purchasing an item? Amr le af b'mecher lo kana, that it does not work with a mecher. So ask Mara Esve, chen v'ni kabalabayis divrei Rabbi Meir. So a little bit of background is important over here, and Rashi fills us in on the background. This is a Mishnah Maseches Me'ila that discusses what happens if a gizbar of Hegdish takes some money from Hegdish and he gives it to someone to watch for him. So if he gives it to a shulchani, someone who's constantly dealing with money, who's always moving around money, so if he gives it sarurin, if he gives the money packaged together, the shulchani should realize he's not supposed to use it, and therefore, if the shulchani does use that money, it's not the gizbar who violated Mi'ila, because the gizbar didn't do anything wrong. He gave it in a package, he gave it sarurin. The shulchani should have realized it's the shulchani who violates Mi'ila. But if he gives loose money to a shulchani and the shulchani uses it, the money changer uses it, then the gizbar is the one in violation of Mi'ila. He should have realized the shulchani is always moving around money. You can't just give him loose money and expect him not to use it. That's if he gives it to a shulchani. But what if he stam gives it to a regular guy, a balabayas? Then whether he gives it tsururin or whether he gives it loose money to the balabayas, he never would have thought that the balabayas would use it, because the balabayas is just supposed to watch it for him. And therefore, if the balabayas uses it, the balabayas is the one who violates Mi'ila and not the gizbar. So this Mishnah picks up with a discussion, what would the halacha be if it wasn't a shulchani, it wasn't a balabayas, it was a chenveni. Now chenveni also deals with money somewhat, but not like a shulchani deals with money, but he's also not like a balabayas. So that's the case that we're picking up with in the Mishnah Mi'ila. Chenveni kebalabayis divrei Meir. Reb Meir holds that a chenveni is treated like a balabayis, and therefore whether you gave him the money tsururin, whether you gave him the money mutar, mutarin, just like a balabayis is not expected to use it, and if he uses it, it's the balabayis that violates me'ila, chenveni is the same. Rabbi Yehuda omer chenveni kashulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a chenveni is like a shulchani, and therefore you should have expected him to use the money, and if you gave it to mutarim, then it's the gizbar who violates me'ila. So ad kal no miflugi, ela demar savar chenveni kashulchani, demar savar chenveni kabalabayis. So they're simply arguing on details over here. When it's done, when the money is used, bishogeg, who's in violation of me'ila, and is it more like a shulchani, more like a balabais? Aval dekuli alma im hotzi ma'al. But everyone seems to assume that if you use this money for something, meaning you make like a mecher, the money is going to be a violation of me'ila. Why would it be a violation of me'ila? It only makes sense that it's a violation of me'ila if it was actually Yotzei L'chulin, if it's actually Nischalel. So you see that even Rabbi Meir, who holds Eina Mukadeshes, when you're Mekadesh and Isha with money of Hegdish, why would it be Eina Mukadeshes? Because it's not Nischalel, it remains Hegdish. The whole thing is a toast. It remains Hegdish. But by a Mecher, apparently it is Nischalel. So you see, Rabbi Meir holds that by a Mecher, it would be Kone. So says Gemara, Rabbi Meir, L'dvar of Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. No, Rabbi Meir, when he says that Chenveni's Kabbalah Bayis is not saying that someone is actually in violation of Me'ila, that the money actually stops being Hegdish. He was just responding to Rabbi Yehuda Lishita So. He says, Lididi im hotzi nami lomal. Rameir says, according to me, Me'ila is an impossibility over here. It's Bishogig that you're spending the money and that you're doing a Mecher, you're making a Kinyan with this money. It's not going to be Mischal the money at all. So there's not going to be any violation of Me'ila over here, according to me. El Lididach, but even within your construct of Yehuda, that there is some sort of violation of Me'ila, but in terms of who violates Me'ila, Odili Mia the Chenveni Kabalabayas, at least be moded to me that the Chenveni is like the Balabayas, and that therefore if the Chenveni is like the Balabayas, then it's the Balabayas who violates Me'ila, it's the Chenveni who violates Me'ila. And Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, lo, Kishulchani, I don't hold that way. I think it's like a Shulchani. Period. That's all within one explanation of Rabbi Meir. So again, Rabbi Meir held that if you shigigas hegdish, you're mekadesh and isha b'shogeg with hegdish, the isha is not miskadeshes, and we're assuming it's all because it's based on ta'us, the whole money never leaves hegdish, the money remains kodesh, because it's not nischalal at all. Now the Gemara is going to shift to an entirely different understanding of why it is that the isha is not mekadeshes. Amar Rav, chazarnu al kol tzadim shol Rabbi Meir. He said, I chazar over all the shittos of Rabbi Meir when it comes to Hegdish. V'lamatzinu Hegdish b'shogeg ein mischalel b'mezin mischalel. He says, I haven't found that Rabbi Meir has this chilek anywhere else. That b'shogeg Hegdish is not going to be mischalel, but you use it b'mezin, it is mischalel. Because after all, that's what Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah about being Mekadish Nisha with Hegdish. That if you do it b'mezin, she's Mekadashas. You do it b'shogeg, she's ein Mekadashas. So that's what we're explaining. That if you do it b'mezin, she's Mekadashas because it's mischalel, and therefore it's yours and you're able to be Mekadesh Nisha with it, but b'shogeg it's not mischalel. He says, I don't find Rav Meir ever draws such a distinction. So what's going on in our Mishnah? Why in our Mishnah, when according to Rav Meir, if you're Mekadesh and Isha with Hegdish, b'shogeg is it ainu Mekadeshes? U'mishnah seinu b'ketonus kuna shalo balu. Our Mishnah is talking about big day kuhuna that are still usable. Hol v'nitnu lehanos behen l'fi shalo nitna Torah l'malachi ashares. The big day kuhuna, one is normally, the assumption is that even b'shogeg, if a person is nene from Hegdish, even b'shogeg it's going to be mischalel. So normally, whether it's mezid, whether it's shogeg, you're mekadesh and isha with it, it would be mekadeshes. Big day kuhuna are an exception, because big day kuhuna, even in their intact state, they're assumed that a person is going to get hana from it, and it's not going to be mischalel. It's not going to stop, cease from being kadosh just because a person is getting hana from it. Why is it that big day kuhuna are an exception to all the rules of Hegdish? Normally Hegdish, you go and you get personal hana from it, and right away it's mischalel, it's no longer Hegdish. But big day kuhuna, even though you're getting personal hana from it, it's still going to remain kodesh, it's still going to remain holy, and therefore you're not going to be able to be mekadesh an isha with it. That's because big day kuhuna were made in such a way where it was understood that it's always always going to happen, that it's going to happen all the time, that a person is b'shogeg going to get hana from Bigdei Kuna. Because lo nitna Torah l'malachei hasharis, you can't expect that a person is never going to get hana from the begadim. What's he going to do? The second the avodah starts, that's when the begadim are going to be on his body, and not 2 minutes before that, when he gets dressed and he's getting a little bit of hana right before the avodah. The second the avodah is over, so right away the Bigdei Kuna just disappear from his body. No, the avodah, the Bigdei Kuna are going to still be there for a few minutes, and he's going to get a few moments of non-avodah related hana'a from the Bigdei Kuna. So it's built into the kedusha of the Bigdei Kuna that there's going to be some personal hana'a from it, and nevertheless Bigdei Kuna will remain kadosh. It's not going to be nischalel. So if a person b'shogeg gets hana'a from the Bigdei Kuna, it's not nischalel, it remains kodesh, and therefore you cannot be mekadesh nisha with it. And that's what Rameir was talking about in our Mishnah. So even though we highlight a specific beged of the Bigdei Kuhuna, but l'chora it's not just referring to the ksonis, it's referring to all Bigdei Kuhuna, with the possible exception of the avnet because of the shatness issue. So that, but Pashas is talking about Bigdei Kuhuna in general. Now there are Rishonim that raise the question, the Meiri Shitun Lo Nadalmi, that the Gemara in Yuma on Daflin Tes tells us that anything that was already used, that's already Nasis Mitzvaso, ain Molimbo. There's no Mi'ila on something that's already Nasis Mitzvaso, that you've already done the mitzvah with. So why is it that there's a Mi'ila on the Bigdei Kuhuna Shabalu where you can't use them anymore? It's already Nasis Mitzvaso. Meaning we're saying over here that when it's Bigdei Kuhuna that are Lobalu, that are, they are not yet worn out, so then since they're Nitnulanos Behan, the halacha is that there's not a violation of Mi'ila, they're not mischalal. But if it is Balu, then there would be a violation of Mi'ila. So the Rishonim say, well, why would that be the case? If it is Balu, so then there shouldn't be a violation of Mi'ila either, because you're already Nasas Mitzvaso, it's already over. So that's the question the Rishonim, that's one of the questions the Rishonim raised. The other question some of the Achronim raise is that there's another din by Mi'ila, that by Kachim Shemesu, they're Yatsu Yidei Mi'ila Minatorah. If you have Kachim that die, so then it's no longer subject to Mi'ila, because since they're not ra'ui to use anymore, legavoa, they're no longer called kachi Hashem. So it's not, you can't say that there's a din of mi'ila by something that's no longer kachi Hashem. So l'chor, by Bigdei Kuhuna, by the Shabalu as well, they're not ra'ui to be used anymore, and mele, they shouldn't be subject to mi'ila. So that's a kasha that some of the achronim raised. So Rav Shach in Avi Ezri, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in the Avi Ezri, in Hilchas Mi'ila, says that dafka by the Bigdei Kuhuna, that even if it's balu, they're subject to mi'ila, because we're talking about that. It's not what we're not talking about, that they're like ripped and that they need to be sewn or patched or whatever, or that they're half gone. No, they're full. They're just worn out a little bit. And the Gemara in Zvachim of Shach points out, says that yes, there's a mitzvah for the Bigdei Kuhuna to be nice and new. But if a kohen is avad with Bigdei Kuhuna that are shchukim, that are worn out a little bit, avodas ukshera. So it's not like it's mesa. It's not like it's no longer usable. It's already, it's still usable. If you had nothing else, if we were unable to produce new Bigdei Kuhuna, so then in a chinami, we would still use this. So you're not going to say that it has a din of mesu. And he says, that's why it says shabalu. It doesn't say shenikra'u, Rav Shach points out. It doesn't say that they were ripped. It's only if it's roi lavoda that it's shayach mi'ila. But if it's taka not roi lavoda anymore, then it would not be shayach mi'ila anymore. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring three challenges to the Shita of Rav. So again, the way Rav understood Rabbi Meir is that generally speaking, if you are Nene from Hegdish, Bishogeg, Bimezid, doesn't make a difference, it's Nischalel, and therefore if you're Makadish and Isha with Hegdish, really the halacha is she should be Mekadeshes because it's Nischalel, it's a violation of Mi'ila. But Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah was talking about Bigdei Kuhuna. So you're talking about Bigdei Kuhuna, so then it's understood that it's not going to be Nischalel when a person gets enough from it. So three challenges. Challenge number one. Tashma, we have a Mishnah that says as follows. Kastos kuhuna shabalu, molin behen divrei meir. My love, afilu lo balu. It says that if the begadim are worn out already, then they're subject to mi'ila. So it says more, ooh, if they're worn out already, you see they're subject to mi'ila. Doesn't that mean even if lo balu, that it's lav dafka, a situation that it's balu, even lo balu as well? So it says more, no, why would you assume that way? Lo, balu dafka. dafka. It says dafka. It's dafka gives an example that it's balu. It's not hu adin lo balu. It's dafka if it's balu. So don't. That's not a raya against this understanding of Rameir. Tashma Gemara says another raya. Molin bechaditin ve'in molin ba'atikim. Now over here, chaditin and atikim. When we talk about new and old, we're not talking about bigdekuna anymore. Now we're talking about shkolim. This is a Mishnah Masachah shkolim, where the Mishnayos talk about the new machtsa shekel and people who owe machtsa shekel from the previous year. Now the machtsa shekel from the new year are all going to be used for korbanos hatzibur for this year. What about people that still owe from previous years? So that's not going to be used for the korbanos hatzibur for this year. So by the new ones, there's a violation of mi'ila, but not with the old ones. Now we do not have the gears of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda here. We take away that gears because lemaskanas haGemara, we're going to say that the next line is not really Rabbi Meir Omer. The Gemara is going to come to the maskana. The next line should really be Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So it doesn't make sense to have a girsa of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we take away Divrei Rabbi Yehuda over here. So malin b'chadin vein malin b'atikim. There's no mi'ila when one gets hana from the atikim. When one gets hana from the old shkalim, the shkalim that are from previous chavos. Rameir Omer malin af b'atikim. And Rameir says no. There's mi'ila even in the atikim. Why? Sharameir Omer malin b'shiyarei alishcha. The atikim have the same status as the shiyarei alishcha. The shiyarei alishcha are what's the shkalim that are left over after they've taken what they needed for the karbanos. It's whatever is left over afterwards. What do they do with the shiyarei alishcha? They build the chomos Yerushalayim, the megdalos. They use it for communal needs, but not for karbanos. So Rameir holds that there's mi'ila even on the atikim because Rameir holds the atikim have the same status as the shiyarei alishcha, and he holds that there's mi'ila by the shiyarei alishcha as well. But wait a second, the shiyarei alishcha that's used, like we said, for building the walls of Yerushalayim. So you want to tell me no one ever is going to get hana from the walls of Yerushalayim? You get personal benefit from the walls of Yerushalayim. It's mi'ila, that it's nischalel, and it becomes, and it's mi'ila. V'amayin, name a hol v'nitnu lehanos, l'fish lo nitnu tor l'malach ha'sharis. You should say that no, it's built into the system that the shiarei alishka are used for things that you're going to get personal hana from. The chomos Yerushalayim, of course you're going to get personal hana from. The chomos here, migdolsa, mi'shiarei alishka asu. It's used to pay for the chomos here, the watchtowers of the city. So these are things that you're going to need, that you're going to get hana from. Tetan chomos here, migdolsa, v'kol tzorch here, but mi'shiarei alishka. All of this comes from the shiarei alishka. So obviously, you're going to get some level of personal hana from it. So shouldn't we say it therefore has the same status as the Big Day Kuna? That anytime it's built into the system where you're always going to be getting some level of personal anah from it, then you can't say that it's a violation of Mi'ila and that it's Nischalel when you get when you do get personal benefit from it. So it should not be a violation of Mi'ila. So why is there a mayor holds that you're Maul in Af Ba'atikim, that you get Mi'ila, that you violate Mi'ila even with the Atikim? So says the Gemara, okay, Lo Temer Ameir Aleim Rabbi Yehuda. You're right, it can't be Rabbi Meir Omer, because Zeinachinami, that would mean Rameir is inconsistent. How he treats the Big Day Kahuna and how he treats the Shiarei Alishcha should be consistent, because the way you use the Chomosh Yerushalayim is very similar to the way you use the Big Day Kahuna, that it's built in, that there is going to be some level of personal benefit. What's the personal benefit one is getting from the Chomosh here of Yerushalayim? So Rashi over here writes, because London Eternal Malchai Asharis, you can't expect people never to benefit from the shade of the walls. It's a hot day in the summer in Yerushalayim, and you're walking around near the walls, and the wall provides a little bit of shade. You expect someone's not going to get a little bit of hana from the shade of the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's what Rashi's explained. So Reb Meir should have said that since the kedusha was used for the shiarei alishcha, the kedusha of the shiarei alishcha is used to build the walls, and there would be no din of meila because it's built into the system that of course a person is going to benefit from the shade. The Makna just points out when Rashi gives as an example being nana by being yoshev betzila, by sitting in the shade of the walls of Yerushalayim, it's really lav Lavdafka, because the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chavav tells us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was Yoshev v'dorish b'tzilo shel Heichal, that he sat and he was dorish, enjoying the comfort of the shade of the Heichal. And the Gemara says, you know why that was mutter to do? Because that's not called hana'a b'derech hana'aso, that using the wall to sit in the shade of the wall is considered shalo k'derech hana'aso, and that's why it's not a violation of milah. So Rashi is going to give the example of how is a person getting hana'a from the walls of Yerushalayim is by sitting in the shade? No, that's shalo k'derech hana'aso. No, in Torah l'machay asharis, you're allowed to be nana even k'derech hana'aso, just like the big day kuna. It's k'derech hana'aso. You're wearing it in the normal way. So Rashi should have given an example where it's derech hana'aso. So the Makna says, yeah, lav dafka. It's a very, very difficult to say, lav dafka. The Rashi's example is entirely lav dafka. He says, yeah, lav dafka. He means you're sitting on the wall. That's derech hana'aso, where you're actually physically using the wall itself and not just the tzel of the wall. So anyway, so that's what the Gemara says, that it can't be that it's Reb Meir, rather it's Reb Yehuda. The Shita L'Nod L'Mi just raises the question, the Masifta points out, why is it that according to Reb Yehuda, you can't be Mekadesh Nisha with this money, just like it's Mutter, the Shari Elishcha, it was mutter to make the walls with the Shari Elishcha and the towers with the Shari Elishcha, even though people are getting hana from it, so why can't you be Mekadesh Nisha with it also? I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're allowed to make the walls of the city with it, which is something people are going to be nana from, why would you not be allowed to be Mekadesh Nisha with it? So it must be that it's Pashtos, is that, yeah, you're allowed to use it for Tzarchei Rabbim. That's what they're designated for. So one is allowed to get personal benefit from them, but only if it's if it's the masses that are going to get personal benefit from them. But for an individual to use it for his own personal needs that no one else is going to benefit from, that is not a permissible use of the Shari Elishcha. So now says Gemara Tashma, a third raya against Rav's understanding of Rav Meir. Titania, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, Avnei Yerushalayim Shenashru, Molim Behem Divrei Meir. The Avnei Yerushalayim, the stones of the walls of Yerushalayim that come undone, it's a violation of Me'ilah if they fall off, if you get personal benefit from those stones. Well, wait a second, the same kasha we had before. If you're going to say that a mayor holds there's no mi'ila on anything that it's understood that there's going to be some personal benefit from, like the big day kuna, well, the Avnei Yerushalayim are the same. It's understood that there's some personal benefit from them, and therefore there shouldn't be any mi'ila. So says Gemara again, lo tem Rameir, aleim Rabbi Yehuda. Don't say it's Rameir, you got to say that it's Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Rameir. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim Mikdasha. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Yerushalayim Kadosh at all? Vatnan. We have a Mishnah in Meseches Nedarim where it describes being matfis v'davar anadu, that a person tries to say that something should be aser to him. So he says, this item should be to me ki imra. It should be like imra. Rashi says it means like the sel of the carbon tamid. It should be like the sheep of the carbon tamid. Or a kedirim. It should be like the pen where the animals of Hegdish are. So all the animals are Hegdish, or the dira eitzim that's used for Hegdish. Or he says, ke'etzim, it should be like the wood that's used for Hegdish. Or ki'ishim, it should be like the fire of the Mizbeach. So it's a discussion Rishon, whether it means literally the fire of the Mizbeach. The Ran says, like the Shalhava Shalesha Mizbeach. Tosos quotes the Gemara in Yuma that in Eshal Gabeya Mizbeach, there is Mi'ila. The Rashash just points out that the Sugi and Beitza sounds not that way, that there's no Mi'ila by the Eish itself, and that's why other Rishonim understand that it's talking about the carbon itself. Ishe Reach Nicholach. That's reference to the carbon. It's not a reference to the fire. So Ki'isha means Ishe Reach Nichoach, that it's a reference that it should be like the carbon. But whatever it is, you're using Lashonos of things that are Asr because they're Kadosh. Keheichal Kimizbeach Ki Yerushalayim is one of the examples. But comes along Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kala Omer Yerushalayim Lo Amar Klum. That if someone says Yerushalayim, it's Lo Amar Klum. That it's not Hadfasa B'Neder at all. Why not? Presumably because there is no Kedusha to the walls of Yerushalayim. So how can you say that it's Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to attribute this Mishnah to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Avnei Yerushalayim Shenashu, that it's a violation of Me'ilah According to Rabbi Yehuda, there never should have been Mi'ila because it was never Kaddush to begin with. V'chi Teiman, if you're going to say, no, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't saying there's no Kaddush for Yerushalayim. He was saying there was something wrong with your formulation. Mishum Delo Amar Ki Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda said if you say Yerushalayim, not Ki Yerushalayim, that's when it's going to be a problem. But had you said Ki Yerushalayim, then Eino Chinami, it would be a proper Adfasa B'Neder. So Vatanya, but we know, Brisa says otherwise. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Kol Amar Ki Yerushalayim, Lo Amar Klum. That it has to be that the neder has to be with davar akar of Yerushalayim. So it's apparently Yerushalayim is the according to Rabbi Yehuda would not be subject to Mi'ila. So says Gemara in Chinami, Trei Tanayin in Uvali b'Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to go back and assume it's Rabbi Meir. It is Rabbi Yehuda, but it's two Tanayim that disagree about the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, whether Yerushalayim is Kadosh or not Kadosh. That's an interesting question about the walls of Yerushalayim and the walls of the Harabayis itself, what level of Kedusha they have. But the assumption is that there is, that according to Rabbi Meir, certainly there's a level of Kedusha, and it's machlokas what Rabbi Yehuda would hold, whether there's a status of Kedusha. Rav Moshe has a famous shuv in Yardei Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Gimel, where he talks about someone who wants to go over to the Kosel Maravi, he wants to take home a memento, so he chisels off a piece to bring home that he could keep some of the Kedusha with him. So Rav Moshe thinks that's not a very good idea, to say the least. He says, first of all, there's an Isra of Hanafas Klei Barzel on the Avnei Beis HaMikdash, and that's knowing even by the Chumas Harabayis. So you're not allowed to take Klei Barzel. So unless you could chisel it off without Klei Barzel, so you have that problem as well. And he says, there's Mi'ilu according to the Rambam and the Chumas Harabayis. The Kosel Maravi, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, it's Inezah Merachar Koselinu, that Kosel Maravi, that's a reference to Kosel Maravi Sheinu Charev Liolam, because the Shechina's Bemarav, the Shir Shirim Rabbah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nishba Sheinu Charev Liolam, that the Kosel Maravi should never be destroyed, and this Yid wants to go and destroy it little piece by piece, so the Ribbono Shel Olam says it's never going to be destroyed, and he says you can't say that Bo Pritzim B'Chiluhua, and therefore it's Batal Kedusha, so it no longer has its Kedusha, because the Kosel itself is not Nischalel, especially since we have this Shavua that it's never going to be destroyed. And besides, he says, even things that are yatzal chulin, they're isurim. Even let's say it was already chulin, it's no longer kadosh. There are still limitations on what you're allowed to do. It's still not kavod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to that something that was nishtamishpo gavoa is nishtamishpo hediot. That something that was used for gavoa is now going to be used for hediot. And even if the guy who takes it is not going to use it, he's just going to leave it in his house. The fact that he's going to be able to show off to his friends that he's got as like in his living room, that he's got a piece of the Kosel Maravi and other people don't. So that's a way that he's being mispired, that he's showing off. Look how great I am, that this is my collector's item. So that's Nishtamish Bahadiyah. The person shouldn't be able to get personal covet and personal benefit from it. But it is interesting, Beis Yosef has a whole discussion here, Deas, I mean, Reish Ayin Vav, about Notitz Evan Me'am Mizbeach. Whether it's a violation, so Beis Yosef says only derech hashchasa is a violation. But if it's nifkuma and you need to fix it, then it's mutter, because we find the bnei chashmonai that were menatates the avnei mizbeach in order to, because the yevanim were metame, so they needed to go fix it. So that's Beis Yosef is obvious why, because it's yevshar below mizbeach. You need to have a mizbeach. So what are you going to do? So obviously you're allowed to chisel off pieces in order to be able to fix it. But chiseling off pieces of the Kosel Maravi, not a good idea. So says Gemara Vayta now. Now the Gemara is going to go back to our original understanding of Rav Meir. What was our original understanding of Rav Meir? You're Mekadish and Isha with Hegdish. Bishogeg, we said Eina Mekadeshes. Why is Eina Mekadeshes? So we thought it's because Hegdish in general, when you use it Bishogeg, is not Nischalel, and it's therefore not subject to Mila. So we're going to find Amarayim that seem to hold that way. Amar Ula Meshmei Debar Pada. Omer Hayir Ameir, Hegdish b'mezen mischalel, b'shogegein mischalel. Hegdish is only mischalel when you use it b'mezen, but not b'shogeg. V'lo amru b'shogeg mischalel, elalin karbon b'lvad. The only halacha that it seems like Hegdish mischalel b'shogeg is that you're chayv a karbon mi'ila when you use Hegdish b'shogeg. Even though you really weren't moel, because it really didn't leave the reshus of Hegdish. It remains Hegdish when you use it b'shogeg. It's just that you're chayv a karbon mi'ila. So it's practically Gemara, what? carbon by Mechayev. What do you mean? If it's not Nischalel, how could there be a carbon meal? Carbon meal is when there's Meila. But if it's not Nischalel, there's no Meila. So Elokiyas Rav and Parash Mishmei Dvar Pada, Omer Hayramer, Hegdish Bemezin Mischalel, Beshogegain Mischalel. Like we said, Beshogeg is not Mischalel at all. Vlam Beshog Mischalel in Achila Bilvad. Except for if you actually used it up, if you got a Hanosh al Kilui, that's what we say it's Mischalel. That Hegdish, if you use it b'shogeg, but it remains intact, it remains what it was, then it doesn't. It's not yotzi l'chulin. It's not mischala. There's no meila. But if when you use it, it was hanash al kilo, it was like achila. So then, if you eat a kikar shal hegdish, where the hegdish is gone now, you light the ner shal hegdish, and the hegdish is gone. So then, it's going to be subject to meila because now it actually left the rishus of hegdish. But as long as it remains the same as it was, it remains in the Rishus of Hegdish, and therefore is not going to be subject to Mi'ila. So nu, how do we paskin? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ada Barava, Halacha K'Rabbi Meir B'Meiser, Hol V'Sas M'Latana Kavasei. We paskin like Rav Meir when it comes to Meiser Sheni. Rav Meir holds Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, and therefore one is not allowed to be Mekadish Nisha with Meiser Sheni. And the reason we paskin like Rav Meir with Meiser Sheni is because there's a Stam Mishnah like him. So we assume if Rebbe worked it into a Stam Mishnah, is because he wanted to work out that that's how we should paskin La Halacha. V'Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda B'Hegdish, but we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Hegdish, that b'shogeg it is mischalel. That if you use it b'shogeg it is mischalel. It's only b'mezid that it's not mischalel. Hol v'sasam l'antana kavasei, because we have a Stam Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yehuda by Hegdish. So now we're going to have to show, okay, where are these Stam Mishnayas? So k'rameir b'meisim mahi. Where do we have a Stam Mishnah that says that Hegdish, that Meiser Sheni rather, is mamon gavoa? Ditnan, we have the following Mishnah. Kerem Ravai. Kerem Ravai is the grapes that grow in the fourth year of from the planting of the vineyard. So normally Kerem Ravai has the same din as Meiser Sheni. Beishami Omrim Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Biur. That if you're poda your Kerem Ravai, you don't have to be Mosef a Chomesh. It does not have a din of being Mosef a fifth to the price when you're being poda it, even if the Bailim is being poda. Normally by Meiser Sheni, if you yourself are poda your Meiser Sheni, you have to add a Chomesh, which is really 25%. It's Chomesh Milavar. But if someone else is being poda, he doesn't have to add a chomesh. By Kerem Ravai, even if the Bailim themselves are being poda, they don't have to add a chomesh. But also, ein lo biur. There's no din of biur. Normally, in the third and the sixth year of a Shemitah cycle, you have to get rid of everything and say that you've taken care of all of your chiyuvim. All the meiser is where it belongs, all the chum is where it belongs, everything is where it belongs. So there's no din of biur in Kerem Ravai. Ubeisil omrim yeshla. Beisil says it has all of these dinim of chomesh and biur. Beishame omrim yeshla peret yeshla alos. Beishame says the dinim of peret and that if some grapes fall as you're harvesting, or these smaller clusters that grow on the larger cluster, that all of these are matnos anim, these apply to Kerem Ravai as well. Basil says, no, these don't apply to Kerem Ravai. You can use all of it in the wine press. You don't have to leave anything for the anim. My time in the Basil, so what's the svara for the Basil? Gamri Kodesh Kodesh Mi Meiser. He learns out that Kerem Ravai has the same din as Meiser Sheni. Ma Meiser Yesh L'Chomesh V'Yesh L'Biur. Just like Meiser has Chomesh and has Biur, Af Kerem Ravai Yesh L'Chomesh V'Yesh L'Biur. So Kerem Ravai also has Chomesh and Biur. Beishamai Lo Gamri Kodesh Kodesh Mi Meiser. And Beishamai does not think that Kerem Ravai should be derived from Meiser Sheni, and therefore doesn't have the same dinim. Ubeisil Om K'Meiser K'man Svirlu. So when Beisil holds it as the din of Meiser Sheni, and that's why there's a din of chomesh and a din of beer and all that. So and that's why the Basil holds what Basil holds, that it's yeshlo, that it's yeshlo chomesh, yeshlo beer. Who exactly is he holding like in terms of what the status of Meister Sheni is? Ikra Yehuda, if he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, the Meister Sheni is mamon hedyot, amai kula legas. Then why aren't there matnos aniyim on the Kerem Ravai? Why isn't there peret? Why isn't there olos? Why is it kula legas? Stuff that belongs to you, that's Meiser Sheni, things that are yours, that are actually yours, you have chiyuv matnos aniyim. So why would we say kula legas? Hamer Meiser Mamon Hedyot. If it's Mamon Hedyot, it should be chayiv in matnos aniyim. Elulav must be the Basil is assuming Kerabi Meir. That when we say Kerem Ravai has the same din as Meiser Sheni, it means Rabbi Meir this version of Meiser Sheni, which means that it's Momen Gavoa. Oh, if it's Momen Gavoa, that's why it's Pater from Peret and Olos. So you see, that's a Stam Mishnah that assumes clearly like Reb Meir. In Tosus, Ibra Masl Gomer, Kodesh, Kodesh, Mi Meiser, Tosus wonders, why does the Torah have to say by Kerem Revai, Kodesh Hilulim, in order to learn from it that if a person wants to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, that he needs to make it Chulin first by being Podit. That's what the Gemara in Brachos derives from a Pasuk. Dafka, we have a Pasuk when it comes to Kerem Revai. If you have a Gzer Shavah, Kodesh, Kodesh, can't you just learn from the Gzer Shavah that just like you could be Podit Meiser Sheni in order to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, so Hu Adin Bekerem Revai, you could do the same thing? Meaning, once you have the Kodesh, Kodesh, and you're going to say Basil is going to learn this link between the two, you should never need an independent Rasha by Kerem Revai to teach a Din of Pidyon. You should be able to learn it directly from Meiser Sheni. So Tosfos has a couple of terutzim. First says, if we learn from Meiser Sheni, we wouldn't know that Pidyon is Shaykh by Kerem Revai in the third year where Meiser Sheni is not knowing. In the third year, there is no din of Meiser Sheni. That's a Meiser Ani year. So that's why I say Hilulim, tell me that by Kerem Revai, how could Kerem Revai be in the third year? Because it doesn't mean the fourth year. These are different cheshbonos. Kerem Revai means the fourth year from when you planted it, from when it's grown. Third year means third year of the Shemitah cycle. So if you have Kerem Revai in the third year, there's no Meiser Sheni in the third year. So that's why we need to be told that there is Pidyon even then as well. Also, Tosa suggests that if it didn't say Hilulim, we would have used Kodesh Kodesh to derive from Shemitah, from Shviyas, that it doesn't have Pidyon at all. So once we have Hilulim, that teaches us that it's Shaykh Pidyon, so we say, ooh, so now it's a little more similar to Meiser Sheni than it is to Shviyas. Meaning, which comes first? You have to. It's only once we had the drash of Hilulim that we knew what Kodesh Kodesh was coming to teach, that Kodesh Kodesh was coming to link Kerem Revai with Meiser Sheni and not with Shviyas. Otherwise, we would have thought that it's coming to link with Shviyas. The Rashba says a different teretz. He says, had it not said Hilulim to teach that you need to be Mechalel, the Kerem Revai, we would have learned from the Gzeres Shavah Kodesh Kodesh for the other dinim like Chomesh and Bir, but not Le'inyin Chilul. We would not have applied it fully for the din of Chilul. So all the Marsha and others try to figure out what was wrong with Tosfos Terutzim. I mean, the Rashba was saying, why would you assume that it would only work for some of the dinim, not for other of the dinim? Tosfos Terutzim seemed much more glat. So they say, no, I didn't want to answer like Tosfos because Ein Hekash Lemechzah. So if it's Hukash for Chomesh and Bir, it should be Hukash. Tosfos didn't want to say like the Rashba for the obvious reason that Ein Hekash Lemechzah. Tosfos didn't want to say like the Rashba because Mehichitesi, that you're going to apply the din of Kodesh Kodesh and you're going to say that it applies for Chomesh and Bir, but not for Chilul. So difficult to understand why the Rashba wasn't satisfied with Tosfos. That's we understand why Tosfos didn't want to say like the Rashba. Okay, but all that was the Stam Mishnah that supports Reb Meir when it comes to Meiser Sheni being Mamon Gavoa. Krab Yehuda Behagdash Mahi. Where do we find Rabbi Yehuda Behegdish? Where do we find that we have a Stam Mishnah that follows Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Hegdish? In that, what was Rabbi Yehuda's Shita when it came to Hegdish? That Beshoge gets Mischalel, but not Bemezid. Ditznan, we have the following Mishnah in Meseches Mi'ila. Shilach Biad Pikeach. If you send the money with a pikeach, with someone who's a bardas, and you remember before the money gets to the chenveni, and then the chenveni uses that money, chenveni ma'al l'kishayotzi. The chenveni is in violation of me'ila when he spends the money. That's a shogeg by the chenveni, but everyone else is already nizkar. The guy who sent it already remembers that it's kodesh money, so he's amazing. So it's not going to be me'ila for him, but it's going to be me'ila for the chenveni. So you see that b'shogeg it's mischalel, b'mezid it's not mischalel. That it's dafka because the chenveni is b'shogeg, that he's the one that's in violation of me'ila, because that's when it's mischalel. So that's the Stam Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yehuda about Hegdish. But frankly, Gemara, wait a second. Uk Rabbi Yehuda b'meisr me'ila t'nan. Do you really not find any Stam Mishnayos that follow Rabbi Yehuda's approach when it comes to Meiser Sheni? We wanted to say, oh, we pass on the Rabbi Meir that Meiser Sheni is Momen Gavoa because we have Stam Mishnayos that say that way. I'll show you three Stam Mishnayos, one right after the other, that shows you that the Meiser Sheni Momen Hedyot. First of all, Vatana, we have a Mishnah Vapod, the Meiser Sheni Shalom. If you're Pod, you're on Meiser Sheni, most of the Chamishiso, Bain Mishalo, Bain Shinitan of Matana. Whether it was originally your Meiser Sheni or whether someone gave it to you as a gift, Well, money, ilim Rav Meir, he mimatzi yavli matana. If it's Rav Meir, can it be given as a gift? V'amr ma'aser mamon gavohu. If it's mamon gavoha, then it should not be able to be given as a gift. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that it was given to you as a gift is a reflection that this mishnah is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda. Says Malol, yalim Rav Meir, v'achamay askin gon diyavni alei betivlei. No, maybe it's really Rav Meir, but it was given to you while it was still tevel, before it was ma'aser sheni. You got the raw produce before ma'aser sheni was ever taken from it. So that's what we mean it was given to you as a gift. And we're assuming that if you haven't yet taken Trumas HaMaisos, then it's not as if Trumas HaMaisos were already taken. It's just Tevel. It's its own animal. It's its own separate entity. It's not considered Kamish Lohormu Damion. Rav Elchanan raises the question that the Gemara in Zvachim says if someone is Yoresh Neta Ravai, he has to be Mosav Chomesh when he's called to the Ravai. So it sounds like there's Dina Yerusha by Ravai, because only the Bailim can be Morish Labanav. So that's why you have to be Mosav Chomesh, you become the Bailim, because there's Dina Yerusha. But if the Pashas of the Gemara is Alibi Dehilchsa, Na Alacha, we Paskin, that Maiser Sheni is Mom Gavoa, so why is there Dina Yerusha? So that's Rav Elchanan has a very important Chiddush, where Rav Elchanan says Mom Gavoa doesn't mean Mamish Mom Gavoa. Even if you say Mom Gavoa, it really means it's yours. Remember yesterday I was learning the Daf with some of the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, and Rav David Willig was learning at the other end of the Beis Medrash, and as I'm explaining Mom Gavoa is that it's the Ribono Shlomo's money, I overhear Rav David Willig saying Mom Gavoa doesn't mean it's not yours. It means that it's really yours, because he was saying over Rav Elchanan that it really is yours. It's just for certain halachos, it's as if it's not yours, that it's not considered to be yours, even though technically it really is yours. But anyway, so that's one Stam Mishnah that we thought was Rav Yehuda, but we said no, that might even be going like Rav Meir. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the second Stam Mishnah that seems to be going like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mamun had.